Togwan Chaney did not play. They're still recovering from hamstrings. Chaney did all the warm-ups, and then Rick and I decided to keep him out of there. He just had a little bit of discomfort. So, and then Michael had a rib injury, so we had an x-ray. It was negative. They were not broken, so he'll have an MRI, CT scan tomorrow just to see if there's anything else in there that, as far as cartilage or anything. But I chose not to bring him back in. He was sore. DRC hurt his shoulder. He's had that before, and again, he wanted to go back in, and I kept him out. And then Tom Nelson looks like he has a high ankle sprain, and he'll have that. That MRI x-rays were negative there. Again, I mean, it was pretty simple. The too many penalties in the game. You have 22 penalties called. It's too many, obviously too many penalties. So 16 enforced, and it's tough to win football games in the regular season with those kind of numbers. Now preseason's a little different. You know, as I told our team, it was important that we got our ones reps in there, and we were able to accomplish that today. And even though there can be a bit of a mental letdown when the other team's playing their twos, you still got to battle through that. You can't play sloppy football doing it. The positives were we were able to come back when we were down and made some positive plays defensively, and then also score offensively there. So it ended up where we came out on top of the game. But got everybody a lot of work, and that was something good. Nick Foles, it looked like he did a pretty good job. He had the one turnover, but seemed to play pretty good in there. And we'll take a look at the tape. But third downs, when you're as bad as we were on third downs 2 weeks in a row, and you contribute a lot of those to the penalties there, you've got to do better. Time's yours.
And you pretty much intimated that Vic wasn't going to play this Friday against the Browns. It's safe to say that this kind of definitely keeps him out of that game.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to just play it by ear here. I'm not going to say anything where we're at with that right now, but I wasn't necessarily going to hold him out for that game, the starters, but I just wasn't going to play him as much as what I did tonight.
What happened with you and Colin there on the sideline?
Well, it's an emotional game. He was fired up. I was fired up, and those things happen. Colin's one of my primary leader on that defensive line, so I count on him for a lot of things. And so he was upset, and I was upset, and we talked about it afterwards, and we're okay.
You went over to say something.
Yeah, listen, I put a lot of, I've told you this before. I put a lot of responsibility on our defensive line, and so I put a lot of responsibility on our offensive line. And I didn't think necessarily this was either one of their best performances. And so, they picked it up after that point. They picked it up, and I thought they took charge the way that they're very capable of doing.
To have that kind of sequence in a preseason game, is there a tone that you're trying to strike early with this team?
Well, no, listen, it's an emotional game. This isn't the first time that I've, I was born with red hair. I know I don't have much of it now, but I was born with red hair, and sometimes that flares up every once in a while. So, but it's not because, it's always for the good of the football team. So,
There's no excuses, but do you think the nature of ones going against twos was part of the reason they didn't seem as focused as they might have
been? Well, listen, that can be a letdown to you, but you can't let that happen, right? You don't do that. So, and they battled through that. You can't allow that to. And listen, their twos played very well. So, but you sure can't have any letdown. Whether there was or not, you just can't go there.
You prepared all week as if the ones were playing. When did you kind of get word that they weren't? The majority of them weren't going to play.
Well, I had a pretty good idea. They weren't going to play. I mean, their schedule is a little different than ours. We're playing next week the team that we play. They're on basically the same schedule we are, but they've got Tampa Bay next week, and we've got Cleveland, who we're playing. If it wasn't Cleveland or a team that we were playing in the regular season, I probably would have gone the same way that Bill did. So I kind of knew what to expect there.
Is the limited amount of work that Michael's been able to get in games so far, is that any kind of an issue in your mind as he prepares for the regular season?
Yeah, listen, if he didn't play again, I think he's okay. I mean, you know, I would tell you I'd probably like to see him play a little bit more, but he's got enough experience. We're not talking about a rookie, so I think he'd be okay.
Maybe you spent so much time in the offseason talking about avoiding injury. It sure looked like on this one, unlike the last one, you know, he opened himself up by trying to throw that long pass with the guy coming right at him in a preseason game. You know, I mean, he could have covered up, he could have thrown it away.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't put that into that category. The ones I was glad to see him slide and get down when he, you know, dove there, got himself down. That there, I wouldn't consider that one more in that category. Go ahead.
You know, it's tough to evaluate offensive linemen without looking at the film, but your impressions of King's play tonight?
I try to give them equal opportunity. They both had a chance. I'm going to go back and take a look at it. I think they both did a halfway decent job, so we'll have to see. They both had a couple penalties, and I'm not real happy about that, but I'll go back and look at it.
The MRI and the CT scan for Michael, is that precautionary, or is this pain level one where you think there could be some?
Well, no, he's sore. Now, listen, and how, you know, he was trying to talk me into going back in, and so how sore is sore? He got a good shot there, but the precautionary measure is just to see if it's involving cartilage there, and that's why we're doing it.
Does he?
Oh, he's got protectors there, yeah. But, yeah. They've got a variety of different flak jackets, the old cumbersome ones, and then ones that are a little more flexible. But.
Are you concerned that whatever he's got on is not adequate?
Well, tonight, probably you're probably right. I mean, it didn't work. Whatever he had on, it didn't work. So, things happen. So.
Is there any level of concern, Andy, just the fact that he hurt the hand in the game against the Steelers and then another injury this week is, you know, you're still 2 weeks away here from the beginning of the season?
I'm not that concerned other than he's hurt, you know. So I want to make sure he heals up and get him back in there. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt again.
You've mentioned you never left Foles out of the discussion. We talked about the backup quarterback position. He's performed very well these last two games. I mean, is it safe to say, he could be your number two?
Yeah, we'll see. You've got to go back in those kind of decisions, like the left tackle one. You got to make sure that you go back and you study the tape and see what you think. But I would tell you that I think he did a decent job, and we'll go back and look at it and see. Just kind of evaluate it, and I don't need to make a decision right now on that. But I credit the kid. Listen, he young guy. You could see him progress as the game went on. He did a little bit better every opportunity he had.
You ever had a rookie when he got the call? I mean, he didn't have a whole lot of time to warm up.
He's good. He's pretty cool with all that. You got to see him take a big hit tonight, and he bounced up from that and didn't really hesitate. I mean, that was a big hit. Now that was a big one. So he got himself off the ground and got back in and continued to play well.
Have you ever had a rookie quarterback have two preseason games like this?
I don't think so. You guys would know better than me, but I don't think we have.
I mean, along those lines, you've had AJ as a rookie and Donovan and Kevin Cobham. You've had some pretty – guys played a long time in the league. Have you had a guy pick things up and do it on the field? And how has he done that so quickly?
Well, first of all, they threw the ball a little bit in college, and colleges, I think, are probably a little more sophisticated than even when Donovan came out. I just think they're they're seeing more, in particular from the defenses, where they're more – aware of the blitz game. I think he was better prepared coming in. And then he's a smart kid on top of that, and he's a very hard worker, very diligent.
I'm sorry. What are the legal substitutions? Is it procedural, or is it just guys that forget they're supposed to be in there until it's too late? Or
on the special teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, special teams, and I talk to the team about this all the time. Special teams is as big as a nightmare for substitutions during the preseason. You've got guys, you know, that you don't want in. You want to see this guy, you want to see that guy, and then keeping track of them. And so, we did that. I mean, and then we got caught a couple times with wrong guys out there, or not the right guy, you know, right guy out there.
You had Boykin in there pretty early with the first team at the nickel cornerback. I mean, was that the plan going in, or?
Yeah, you know, we were given both he and Jose opportunities to play, and then when DRC got banged up a little bit. We were able to give him a little bit more time.
Is there an issue on third down defense that's particularly troubling you right now?
Well, there are a couple where we didn't quite get in the right zone. But the penalties, listen, are they going to get a first down? Yeah, teams are going to get first downs. But to give them first downs, that's the issue. And so we did that. We've done that the last 2 weeks too much.
What kind of looks were the Patriots defense given Foles? I mean, was it something that he would see in a normal regular season game? Was it more vanilla, a lot of blitzing?
Well, like we did. I mean, they kind of came in and worked on one thing. They played a lot of cover two against us. And they shot a couple man blitzes in there and zero blitzes in there and played a little bit of two man. But for the majority of it was cover two zone. And that's, that would be something they would do during the regular season, but that was they had a heavy emphasis on that particular coverage.
Do you recall ever being as fired up as you got in that moment with Jenkins in a game? I don't think we could recall.
I've been fired up a few times. I've been fired up a few times. There have been some that I'm sure equaled that or bettered that.
How far away is this team from being where it needs to be to start the regular season? I mean, it's concerning.
Probably about 2 weeks.
Tonight, the fact that some guys played a half, I mean, they're still in the game for Friday night. You don't rule out anybody because they played a certain amount of snaps.
No. So I want them to prepare. They'll need this preparation like they're preparing for the Thursday game during the season. So this will be good for them. They're off tomorrow, and then they come back on Wednesday, and they'll have a practice where we – almost like a Friday practice where you put everything in and and then you have your mock game on Thursday and play on Friday, travel day, along with the mock game on Thursday. So it'll be good. It'll be good preparation for the guys as if we're playing a Thursday, in-season Thursday game.
Okay, we're done in this room.